Welcome to the Dating Kinky Podcast, a cast about love, sex, romance, and kink. It's odd. I've been writing. I have a backlog of blogs I just need to get recorded and posted. I'm just behind. The strangeness that has resulted from the pandemic has affected me in ways that are hard to notice. Until I see that I haven't posted a new podcast in 15 days. Sorry about that. Pet requested that I take the weekend off for Memorial Day, and I did. It was odd. I haven't not worked for 3 days straight in over a year. But I didn't really actually not work at all. Don't tell on me. I drew dicks. Because I have a book about dicks coming up, and so I doodled dongs for the cover. I'll share that soon. Today, I'm musing on how we communicate who we are to others, and how that ultimately affects our lives and loves. It's not who you are. It's who I see you as. And vice versa. Not long ago, I wrote about the damage I've done some people not seeing them as they wished to be seen. Today's writing is my rebuttal to myself, since I often come down on both sides of an issue. On a previous writing I've done, Unicorn Husbandry said, "It should be a lot more simple than it is. The issue seems almost childish, but it's such a common problem in relationships, isn't it? What we give to another person in time, affection, or gifts all indicates who we believe them to be. Do we see them as our property? Do we see them as our student or child who must be instructed? Do we see them as our parent who must offer us unlimited support and affection? And when you see the 99 misfires and then, like the metaphorical monkeys typing Shakespeare, they finally get one right, it doesn't really do much for us, does it? I mean, even a broken clock is right twice a day. It's really about digging into who the other person is in your relationship. How can you give them what they're actually asking for, not what you think they ought to have? Yes, exactly this. And when I'm determining how to treat you, whether to believe you when you tell me a tale or what gift to get you, who you are, doesn't really matter to me at all. Unless you can communicate who you are in a way that I can understand it and agree with it. Or more to the point, who you are doesn't affect my decisions or actions until I understand who you are. And this is true for all of you. And it's true of me to all of you. Let me give an example. On that same writing, I got this response as well. "I was really upset to love this post. It reminds me of they just aren't that into you. My confusion has always been that I love being with me. Why don't others? Master Huntsman." When he posted this, I told him I could relate. I mean, we often say things like this in jest, and yet it's 100% true. We all have good qualities, and when we focus on ourselves, we know what those good qualities are. And it's easy to wonder why others don't see those and respond to them. I can tell you why. Because you are not communicating those qualities in a way others can understand and agree with them. Take, for example, you. You're listening to my podcast here. You're forming judgments about me as you listen. Maybe this is the first podcast of mine you've heard, and you're thinking, she's not very nice. You're right. Maybe this is the 60th podcast of mine you've listened to. You've missed a couple, by the way. And you're thinking how immensely kind I am and how it comes through in my work. You're right. Because it's not really about who I am at all. It's about whether I can communicate part or all of myself to you in a way that you can understand. And to be clear, I don't believe that is 100% under your control or mine. After all, we have different life experiences. We'll tie different meanings to words we use and want different things from our interactions. All good. And if I find that you don't understand me or see me the way I prefer to be seen, well, I'll just not keep company with you. And I'd guess it's probably the same for you. And that's okay. Because while you might be the greatest thing since sliced bread, if I can't see that, I won't treat you that way, which ultimately cheats us both out of a better experience. Thank you for joining me today. If you loved this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me on datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes, and on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.